Music to My Ears by George S. Kaufman. Stage Magazine, August 1938. You must not be surprised at anything these days, of course, but I am at least mildly stunned to find myself writing an article about music. It is as though you turned the pages of the Atlantic Monthly and stumbled suddenly on a piece entitled Chaucer, An Inquiry into a Style, by Samuel Goldwyn. Mind you, I like music. If the Society of ASCAPs or whatever it is wants to take a small ad in the Times and quote me, that's fine with me. Quote, music is all right, unquote, George S. Kaufman. But I'm not what you'd call an expert at it. To be sure, I've been known to go walking along the street in broad daylight, singing at the top of my voice. In a single block once, I had 35 cents tossed me out of the windows. And I have one or two solid convictions about music, chief of which is that the unbelievable invention known as swing is strictly for mental defectives. But I have had no musical training, and I don't pretend to know. Berlin, Kern, Herbert, anybody else with a good tune, that's music to me. It is a choice, I am afraid, that does more than mark my musical limitations. It also betrays my years. When it comes to lyrics, I'm a shade closer to familiar ground, but no more than that. In my newspaper youth, I wrote a good deal of light verse, and to this day, my ear rejects the breaking of the rhythm of a line. While I admire enormously the acrobatic ingenuity of the modern lyric writer, Larry Hart and Ira Gershwin, for example, my idea of a lyricist is still Sir William Gilbert. Middle age again, of course, but at least Sir William never advanced the theory that trouble is just a bubble, after all. Someday, in a memorable test case, the Supreme Court will decide that trouble is not just a bubble after all, and 10,000 lyric writers will be thrown on relief. And now back to composers. In the course of some 8 or 10 musical shows, I have worked with 4 of the best of them, Berlin, Gershwin, Rogers, Schwartz. Without exception, they have been delightful and considerate collaborators, fond of their music, of course, but keenly sympathetic to the problems of the book writer. In the main, I should say that their concern over the book has been far greater than mine over the music. To be sure, there comes a point in musical comedy collaboration when both composer and librettist are pretty impatient with the departmental worries of the other fellow. Once a show has reached the tryout stage, this feeling expresses itself very simply. As a musical number gets underway, the librettist strolls out into the lobby, passing the composer on the way in. And vice versa.